Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there we go.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, g'day and welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. On today's episode, we are alone in the studio because everyone's terrified of the Rona. It's returning.
Oh.
How do you feel?
Oh, listen, after the wedding, we're happy to have it. Joyous. Well, it would be great. Not really. We don't want the Rona. So we're now distancing ourselves from everyone because everyone's coming down with the Rona. It's their second go at it, if you will.
Second trimester.
We don't need it.
Well, we are currently filming this a few days out from our wedding. I don't know if you guys know. Do you know we're getting married?
Did you guys know that we're getting married?
Because we are. And this will come out on the Monday after our wedding.
God, so I'm going to be so relaxed.
I know. You're going to just... What's going to happen on Sunday? You're just going to...
My bowels are just going to go...
They're going to blow.
They're going to go, relax, finally.
So how do you feel? You're going to be Mrs. Butterfield. That's exciting.
Wait.
I'm really pumped to
to marry you.
Oh,
I'm just
me too.
So,
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for that part.
Yes.
But I'm so, so nervy.
I know.
About just the social aspect of it with all the people there. But we've had a few that have come down with the Rona.
Yeah.
Yes!
So Bluey has called us
today
from the Cancel Me Now podcast and told us that his partner, Jesse, has the Rona. So they don't know if they're going to make
Jesse.
It. We still haven't met Jesse, so we don't know
if
she...
I feel like I know her. She's
we still don't know if she exists. Mm. But anyway, so we're... and Lordy also said he's a bit feverish. So, James, I hope you're doing all right. He's the one editing this right now. So,
poor
g'day,
Lordy.
Mate.
Rest up, Lordy.
Feel free to come into work
whenever
you feel like it. anyway, so we are here.
We're joined with a special guest today.
Well, I was going to say, Claire, we are known for having great pieces of art in our house.
Yeah, baby.
We have weird things. We've got portraits of us. We've got portraits of me. We've got a Conor McGregor signed glove. We've got a little bit of everything.
Yep.
But you know what we didn't have? We didn't have a signed photo from our favorite show of all time. Can you give me a bit of a rundown of this particular show? Don't tell the people what the show is straight away.
Okay.
But give us a rundown on what this show is.
This show would have to be the most cathartic thing you could watch. The soundtrack, the countryside, the scenery, the plot, the stories. The
length
of the episode.
Down.
I love it so much. The length of the episode. And if you like Doc Martin, I think you're going to love this program. And this program is none other than Midsummer Murders.
Claire brought me, got me on to Midsummer Murders some time ago, many, many moons ago. And
I was
hesitant.
He still doesn't love it as much as I do.
Well, I like it. I just don't like sitting down and watching the same episodes because there's only a certain amount of episodes with our favourite character.
Yes.
Now, Detective Barnaby, played by the great
John Nettles.
Now, you've got a bit of a crush on John Nettles.
I do.
Now, he's a handsome man.
Look at him.
Well, this is the thing. We have got a signed photo of a very smouldering John Nettles sitting here on the desk. Now, if you can't see that, Lordy, you'll have to zoom in.
Yeah. Or if you're listening, let's paint a picture for you.
Okay.
It's a black frame, probably from Target.
Imagine your dad giving you steamy eyes. That's what
That's
what we're looking at right now.
Tell him what it says. It's a signed photo.
No, this is your sex dream, please.
Ew!
This is what you want.
No.
Tell me right now what it says.
It says, best wishes, John Nettles.
I stumbled. This came really quick, too.
Too quick.
Too
it's
quick.
Weird. It's from John himself. This Coke is going down so smooth.
I've got some new supplements I'm trying.
Attaboy.
Anyway.
Getting big.
Getting huge. So, John Nettles is, I think he's about 70. Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah, so he's about 70. Yeah. And he is, well, Gran likes him.
Yes, she does.
Gran's got the
hots
for it.
Yes.
She said, oh, he was nice back in the day. And we found some other photos. They weren't signed of him shirtless, which I thought was hilarious.
I didn't want that in the house.
Well, see, Lordy, when you go through this, throw up the photo in the video version of John Nettles shirtless. Beautiful man. Gorgeous man. Great show. Better than Brooklyn Nine-Nine, better than all these other crimes.
They're all
crap.
That's
not really a crime show, it's more of a comedy, but still, much better. So, if you're out there at a loss for what to watch, check out Midsummer Murders. And this is this episode
so
is brought
good.
To you by John Nettles himself. So, he sends everyone best wishes
I love you, John.
We love you, John. We'd love to have you on the show, Big Dick. Now, let's talk. We're on the topic of crime shows.
Yeah.
We have been watching a great, well, it was a docuseries mm-hmm. on Netflix, mm-hmm. But we're watching the What would you call it? Docudrama?
Docudrama, yes.
Now, it is about, well, it is called The Staircase.
Yes.
You're not great at when I throw to you,
I was just listening to you. I didn't know you wanted me to say anything. Are these even on?
Yeah, they're on.
Oh, okay.
They're recording.
Because I was like...
You used to have the headphones on, but I can't... I haven't hooked that up because Lordy took all the memory cards with him.
That's all right. Because I was sitting there and I was like, I can't hear myself. I know I'm booming most of the time.
But you're talking. I can hear you.
I know you can, but I feel weird. So okay. You're through to me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What did you want me to say?
Okay, let's take two on that. Okay, ready?
Sorry, guys.
So, yeah, hey, Claire.
Hello.
Yeah, so we've been watching a great show on Netflix. It's called, what's it called?
The Staircase.
Wow.
Glad you are.
Well done, babe.
We sound like the girls at Sephora.
Oh, God, shoot me.
Anyway. So, The Staircase has Colin Firth. And Toni Collette.
Now, Colin Firth plays one of the best roles.
Yes.
That I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's amazing. I love him as an actor. He seems funny in real life, too.
Doesn't he? Seems like a nice guy. Yep. He's known for the beautiful man, being a beautiful man.
Yes.
In a lot of different series. He was in, what's that show called? He was in Love Actually. What's he famous for? He's famous for playing...
Love Actually.
No, fuck me.
It's not
Love Actually.
It's Love Actually.
It's the one where he's in the fountain.
It's Love Actually.
All right, fair enough. No, he's... what's the show called? I'm looking it up.
Love Actually, Kingsman. Apparently.
No, not The Kingsman.
Blow it out your ass.
Colin Firth. Frith. Fountain. Pride and the Prejudice.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what he's known for. Ready?
Not to me, he's not.
There he is. Oh, shit.
Oh, in that.
Yeah. So he's like
fair
enough. Mr. Darcy. Yeah. Plays Mr. Yeah. Darcy.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
now
I'm so uncultured. I'm sorry.
I haven't even seen it.
Sorry.
I assumed you've seen it.
No.
No. Okay. Well, Love Actually is also very good.
The greatest movie.
Like to add. And I'm sorry for blowing up at my wife.
Hooyah.
Hooyah. Now. He's playing an amazing role.
A different role for him.
Mm. Yeah, it's not like a... It's vastly different from being a love affair, is it? What are you giggling at? What?
It feels weird because we're doing the podcast and no one else is here. It's just us, so I feel like we're being psychotic in the garage.
I know, right? Because there's no one in here. Well, there's no
it
producer.
It feels like we're just hanging out on our own being weird. Well, I know we're talking to you guys, but it's such an odd feeling doing it now. It feels like we're having a conversation when it uploads, but to me at the moment, I just feel like an absolute weirdo.
Well, now you know how I feel when I'm in the studio screaming
in the garage.
For no reason.
Studio.
Yeah. It's not a garage.
It's not a garage.
Don't tell anyone. also, by the way, before we get onto the staircase, we're wearing brand new merch.
Oh my God.
I know you can't really see it on here, but it's... thank you, Dickie.
I was just
swinging your boobs around.
That hit the floor.
Oh, I thought I heard something hit the floor then. Now, go and check it out. You also can get Buttsman beanies. They are available next
week. These
are
my favourite hoodies you've had for a long time.
I love these. They've got me on them. They're signed. I think that's pretty cool.
I love that they're signed.
You like the grey one?
Love the grey.
Mm, thank you.
Love the Drake.
Yeah, love the Drake. Everyone loves the Drake. So, in The Staircase docuseries is where a film crew follows a dude, Michael, what's that prick's name? Michael Clark. No, it's a joke. He's a cricketer.
Oh, I didn't register with me.
Was it, what's his fucking name?
I want to get it first.
Michael Peterson.
Go damn it!
Now.
Go on.
I did write it down in my notes. Now, it's the story of Michael Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, he's married. He has some kids and some stepkids. And
whole bunch of them too. There's
whole
like
bunch
six
of kids.
Five or six kids.
Lots of kids. And his wife dies at the bottom of a staircase, covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting cuts on her head. And it's just a weird situation because...
Really weird.
Yeah.
They seem like the perfect couple in some way.
Well everyone says how happy they are.
Yes, yes. Like when we were watching it, I know you and I were like, there's a few red flags and little bits like he seemed a little bit controlling and she seemed to be like overworked and tired and not appreciated, the usual thing. But yeah, they seemed like a perfect sort of on-screen couple,
There wasn't any, like, no one said there was alarm bells.
No, not at all.
So there is an alarm bell that happens throughout the story. Yes. And if you haven't seen it, fucking too late. It happened in 2001 or something. So
yeah, too late. But too late, watch it. It's very good.
It's good. So the docuseries is on Netflix and you have to download Binge.
Yes. Because
it's on HBO.
It's a bit annoying.
Which
is
a pain in the ass, but it's worth it to watch the Colin Firth version. Yes. So she's down the stairs. Emergency services come. He is the prime suspect in her murder.
Yep.
There's blood everywhere. It is a violent scene.
Yep.
So when he's charged, he goes to court. The state is investigating him. Mm-hmm. They think he's killed her. And then somehow out of the blue.
Open and shut. Yep.
Yeah, it's an open and shut case for them. It makes sense. He says that she fell down the staircase. No one else believes him except for some people around him. And then basically this French documentarian gets in touch with him. And this crew flies out and follows everything that he does throughout the case. And it's really, really interesting. That is the one that's on Netflix. Obviously, the docudrama is the one on Binge in Australia or HBO Max in America. Mm-hmm. So he gets charged with it, spends a lot of time in jail, eventually gets out because he decrees that he, even though he believes he's innocent and says he's innocent.
He may very well be.
He may very well be.
We're still unsure.
No one believes him. But he ends up getting out saying that it gets downgraded to a manslaughter charge and he gets off on time served and he's back out into the community. Now,
yippee.
What I wanted to talk about is one of the theories
as to
what actually happened. Because the issue with the crime scene is this massive head trauma that she's had, blood everywhere, but no skull fractures.
Stop throwing to me. I don't know what to say.
Just fill it in with what's been going on.
This episode sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. You always say that.
I never know what to say.
Keep talking about what the theory is.
The theory is that an owl came in through the house.
Go into it. You know what the theory is.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why not?
Not in the mood.
Why? Get back out of the microphone. Get over to the microphone. We've got good people watching this.
I'm sorry.
Claire's been so stressed with this fucking wedding.
I'm
my God.
Sorry. I've had a gut full of myself. I've got reflux from antibiotics.
Oh,
I'm
you've
on.
Had a week, haven't
I've
you?
I've had a UTI. Oh. I've had a cold.
Colds.
And I've been on my period. Sorry.
Oh, colds, UTIs, bleeding.
I've just had enough. Anyway, so an owl, the theory is that an owl comes through, swoops her head, and gives her the markings that are on her head.
Right, so
yes.
The theory is, this is what the neighbor comes up with, is this owl swoops down, cuts her to fucking pieces, and she bleeds out from that.
And the markings look like a little prong from
And they
an
found
owl.
An owl feather in one of the cuts, multiple ones.
So, I tend to lean towards that theory, except for the fact that, remember his first wife, she too was found dead at the bottom of the stairs.
So this is the thing, Claire, you know exactly what you're talking about. But you just said before, oh, I don't know what to say. You know exactly what to say.
Because you threw it to me.
Yeah.
If it happens naturally, I'm fine. But if people throw things to me, I don't do it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't do it well. Okay. I'm not quick on my feet.
But you are quick on your feet. Confidence. You'll be fine. All right, now.
I do have bad reflux, though.
So tell me more about this owl. What type of owl was it? It was a barn owl.
A big bitch.
This was a big dog. So you reckon that's possible that an owl could do that and then kill a person?
Definitely.
Because apparently it's killed, like, other animals.
Yes.
So I guess potentially it
could. And she was apparently putting out Christmas decorations out the front. So it's seen her with these big objects, these big beautiful reindeer she was putting out the front of their mansion. Apparently seen her, swooped, grabbed her, gotten onto her head. And it sort of makes sense as well that she had all these weird scratches because it's like she's been trying.
On the face as well.
And her hair in her hand.
Yeah.
So she's been trying to pull this owl off her head and she's got hair in her hands.
Yeah, because they found her hair in her hands. And that doesn't really make sense.
Like, why would you pull your hair out if you've just been bashed by your husband and at the bottom of the stairs?
So the theory is that she was, the owl came in. This is out the front of the house and she runs in to find towels.
Yes.
And then loses a large amount of blood to the point where she passes out.
Yeah, the scene, the acting by Toni Collette's incredible, isn't it?
It's the whole series is great.
It's really, really good.
Yes.
I want everyone to watch it, even though it's a pain in the ass to download. Yeah, that was the only thing.
It costs you way too much.
It was stupid, but it was very worth it if you're struggling to find a show to watch.
We actually got 2 months of binge for free because we spent so much money on Uber Eats because we're a bunch of fat dogs.
Jesus Christ.
But I think I got sent the redeemed code for 2 months for free and then I couldn't work out how to use it, so I ended up just paying paying double.
Butterfield.
Yeah, really interesting show.
Yeah.
The owl theory is interesting.
What do you think?
I think he killed her.
You think he killed
her? Yeah, I think he did. The whole thing that the other wife was found at the bottom of
that's
the stairs.
That's what keeps happening
with
me.
But then again.
Not with me, but that's what I keep thinking.
Who keeps pushing Dickie down the stairs?
Leave me be.
She keeps flipping on ducks. Oh, I thought that duck was going to squeak. It didn't. So his other wife 20 years prior had also fallen down the stairs to an alleged brain aneurysm.
Don't know about it.
I don't know.
No.
But we don't really spend much time, Claire, you know, looking into crimes. We spend our days watching, models on
Instagram.
That's what we spend our day doing. And there's a few that we watch, a few local girls that we spend most of our time laughing at. There's one girl. There's one girl whose voice has gone from like, what would her impression of her voice be like 4 years ago?
Hi guys, welcome back to my YouTube channel. So today I'm going to be talking.
And what is it now?
G'day guys, today
weird.
I am doing about my building
it's
face.
It's weird, it's weird, it's gone so deep.
It's horrific.
So I don't know how it's gone
not
so
to sound
deep.
Not to sound like a nasty person, but her voice has gone.
Pick it.
Get it, darling.
Oh, Christ.
But her voice has gone noticeably
deeper. And all the fans keep,
she's
got a fair
few
followers.
Yes. And all of her followers are like, babe, what happened?
Why have you got a cock? So here's what my theory is with that. And I'm thinking about actually inviting Colin Firth to play her in a docuseries. So what I thought has happened is her boyfriend is definitely juicing.
Yes.
We've seen him.
Yes.
Definitely steroid abusing.
Yes.
I think that he uses testosterone replacement therapy test. And I think he uses the cream. Now, I think he uses the cream so much that it's rubbing off on her.
Yuck.
Now, this has happened in a lot of different cases. There was this young child, More Plates, More Dates, was talking about it. You know the guy with the big boulder shoulders?
Oh, I know him.
I bet you do, you big devil.
No. This is so comfy to sit like this during the podcast.
Do we think about the chairs?
Love it.
I love the chairs, Danny.
It feels really comfortable.
So these chairs, if you can see them on the camera, these are 200-year-old French chairs. And we didn't know what to do with them, so we put them in the podcast studio.
Yes.
They're beautiful. Anyway. So I think that that's what's happened. I think, and apparently, so More Plates, More Dates was talking about this young kid.
Mm.
Now his father was using, testosterone replacement cream and it was rubbing off on him and he was getting like this young kid, like 3 years old, raging erections, started to grow little bits of hair.
Bless his heart.
And, you'll never guess whose family he was in. Ricky Martin's. No, that's not true.
Oh, dearie, dearie.
Yeah, so Ricky Martin gets...
that's so funny.
Accused
the Ricky
of...
I reckon it's bullshit. He's fucked someone over with money or something and someone's gone, this will get him.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Have you read anything into it?
No.
Me either.
No, I just saw the article like everyone else and
just
went,
saw the headline. He's guilty. So what I wanted to say about the whole... The fucking Instagram models...
Yep.
Is there's a thing in bodybuilding called bulking. I think we're all pretty much aware of bulking. Now
I'm in my bulking phase right now.
I'm
not
always
really.
Bulking up. But the influencers, the models, these chicks who are, you know, competing in the bikini competitions where they just have to be skinny.
These fucking bikini things.
What do you think? Because you competed in that.
Yes. So they are...
Tell the people. Littlefoot's upstairs running around.
No, it's Littlefoot.
Tell the people.
I'm trying to work out what my actual thoughts are on it. Because I don't want to just I don't want to just talk shit.
Let
I'm
me just say
to
that
articulate
I
what
think
I'm
they're
thinking.
Impressive.
Yes.
But I don't think they are as impressive as they think.
I've got it. I don't think that these girls online should be giving as much health advice and fitness advice as they do, particularly when they're all like size 6, 20-year-olds
yeah.
who, you know, have a lot of genetics on their side and age. I just think a lot of it's bullshit, to be honest.
I think what gets me is you'll see a girl who will go to the gym for like 6 months
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden she's competing in a bikini bodybuilding competition.
To do that, you literally, and I knew this from when I was doing it, you literally just have to be lean and have some muscle. But
yeah.
I think the trendy thing now is to have the giant quads. Like these girls are really training their legs. They're getting these really big quads. They're getting the big booty. Abs I'm not seeing as much with what these girls are doing for prep, which is fine. Back in my day, it was more
all
about
abs?
The shoulders.
Okay.
But I've noticed that these days it's the big legs, big muscly fucking legs.
Big hooers.
But I just think, I think it's, sorry to interrupt, I think it's great right. that the girls are competing and doing all that.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. But I think some of them are a little bit full of it when they're giving all this stupid advice about how you too, Sally at home, can get this exact body if you eat rice cakes like me
yeah.
and have Oxy Shred 8 times a day.
Yep.
Like, it's just so unnecessary. And I also think that it's pretty, I'm going to use the word toxic, to
Talks
think
me up.
That how you're doing all your stuff is the right way. And, you know, what degree in nutrition do these girls have? Nothing. Most of them have worked at the supermarket. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they're not. Yeah.
Well, they also.
That's my thing.
They don't know what they're talking about.
No.
And they're
being. It'd be like
the,
me doing it. That's why, like, unless you're actually really invested and you've got all
yeah, but
the
you've been going
to
the gym for,
up.
Like, what, 8 years, 10 years? At least
more
you know
than
what.
That, maybe.
Yeah, but you know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go saying to everyone, this is what you should eat and you should get. And the supplement stuff pisses me off too.
Yeah.
I find that a bit
overwhelming. For what they're doing.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you need to get these. These greens, then you have to get an Oxy Shred, then you need a fat burner, then you need these proteins, then you need her insides. These girls would just be churning. Imagine the farts.
Oh, they'd be off. Like
oh.
so many artificial everything,
yeah.
protein farts. Like it's
I just, don't think you need all that shit in your body to be healthy. Like I know you need a good protein and a pre-workout. But
I don't think they do.
No.
I think because of the size of a lot of these girls, like
they're really,
they
they're like
tiny.
5'3".
And
they're
what, 50 kilos?
Chicks. Yeah, if that.
So how many calories do they need a day? What, 1,500? And that's to put weight on?
And they're just,
very little.
And yeah, I don't know. I
you
just,
don't need protein. You don't need extra supplements. Just fucking
no.
eat your maintenance calories or put a
yeah.
little bit extra on or drop whatever, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah.
But what I want to talk about
yes.
is they're not bulking anymore.
Oh,
because that's...
The
that's,
terminology's changed,
That terminology's
guys.
Changed.
Yeah.
You can't have girls bulking, which
no.
is which pisses me off because it's like you're doing the same thing. It's now called a building phase.
When we first heard this chick say it on Instagram, we were like,
what?
Oh my God. Because it's now become, I think there's a phase in a lot of women's lives, and I've had mine, thank God it's over, where you go, I'm going to try and do bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And bless their hearts, these 21-year-old girls are going through that phase now. And their terminology is so funny. This girl will go on the thing and she'll be like, so this is what I eat during my building phase. And
well,
we
why
like,
change
what's
it?
A building phase?
Why do you have to
it
change it?
It means bulking.
Well, is it because they
it sounds
don't,
nicer
yeah,
for
like,
girls?
They don't want to bring their... Because they all have clients too.
Oh, yes.
You got to have clients.
You got to have clients. You got to have a bikini program.
Yeah, because she's...
Can't
like,
we all just exercise and not talk about it constantly?
I feel there needs to be a lot more positive, like, or accurate knowledge getting put out there.
Yes.
You know, rather than just, hey, you need to have your fat burner, you need to do this. And, like, remember when there was this being... And maybe we are the only ones who notice it because we watch it all the time.
Mm.
But when... a calorie deficit was throwing, like, everyone,
oh,
every single chick
every
on Instagram.
Every Instagram model, they learnt what it meant.
Yeah, it's like they had a press release given out on Monday,
yes.
and by Tuesday, all they were saying was, oh, so I'm in a calorie deficit. So since I've been in a calorie deficit, I've known that my period stopped. It's like, fucking okay.
And they're like, I'm in my calorie deficit and I'm only vaping 18 times a day.
Oh, mate.
And basically the reason I look like this is because I'm in a calorie deficit. For all of you asking, here's my meal.
Here's
then
my meal
then
plan.
Then they'll put up their shitty fucking food that they're eating that looks like a fucking horse shit.
Ugh.
Here's me rice cakes and tuna, and then here's me bolognese. And then they'll sink piss on the weekend. It's like, listen, love.
Use code M15 to get 15% off at My Muscle Chef. Yeah, I
calorie deficit.
The calorie deficit thing is hilarious. It's only because that was their word that they were like, "This is my new word."
They want to sound educated and cool. This is why sometimes if someone asks me something on Instagram, I'll literally just not reply because I'm like, I don't want to be. I find it so cringy getting older, seeing people. I hate seeing people talk about things that they don't actually know anything about, which is why...
That's what shits me. It's because I know these people have been going to the gym for a year and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
No, they get a little bit of info off their roided up boyfriends and they'll get their hot ass and titties out, which is great, but then they act like they're a dietitian and personal trainers and they're not.
So like for me, I've been going to the gym for what, 5 years since you made me go, and I love it. It's the best part of both of our days, that and dinner and going to bed.
I love dinner time so fucking much.
Oh, dinner time is so underrated.
So hungry.
Me too. So when I go to the gym, if I'm trying a new machine or I'm just not feeling like a connection with the machine, making love to it, I'm just not feeling a connection, I will often Google like cues and tips to really get the most out of a machine or an exercise. And this is my issue with these young ladies going, oh, this is what you need to be doing. You need to be squatting every day, all this type of shit. It's like, where are you getting that knowledge from? You're getting it from other Instagram influencers who are getting it from other Instagram influencers who are getting it from other ones.
Influencers are the cancer of society. I'm sorry, I have to say it. I know people could argue that that's what we are, particularly you.
Fuck off. No.
You're a comedian,
no.
A YouTuber. It's a different thing. Influencers 100%. Are the people that go on maths. That have no talent or expertise in anything and then get a blue tick, boo-hoo deals, and then start talking about teeth whitening and dildos.
On the topic of...
Fucking self-love with selling dildos.
Married
Keep down
at first
vibe.
Sight. This is on the topic of self-love. Yes. I'll get back to Married at First Sight because you threw to a very perfect segue.
It's just stupid.
The self-love thing.
I'm sick of hearing about it.
About dildos or vibrators.
Yes. These girls go on these dating shows and then this fucking company, Whoosh or whatever it bloody is, Whoosh, bloody sponsors them. And they go on about self-love. And I'm like, don't act like you give a shit about whether this chick at home that's fat and has no bloke like her actually, like, she's got no self-love and you talking about jamming yourself isn't going to fucking help her. Put up something about mental health if you want to help someone's self-love. Don't say, oh, look, I use this dildo every day and I got paid $2,000 to say this.
Tell the truth.
You got paid to say it.
You got paid. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, it's so bullshit.
You ever see me promoting a product? I get paid to say it.
You do.
100%.
Yes. And granted, like, the good influencers, I'll say, if there is such a thing, I like to think wouldn't promote something that they didn't genuinely like.
Oh.
But I think most of
I've
them
done it.
Do.
I've done it.
Shadow Legends.
No, I like Raid Shadow Legends. It's a great game. Go and use the code Butsman to get 6,000 shards.
Squat.
On the maths thing.
Yes. Oh,
maths boxing
I'm
is
so
back.
Psyched for this.
Maths boxing is
What a
back.
Bunch of wank. Okay, excluding our dear friend Kieran. I think he's a legend.
He's actually training as a boxer.
Yes, he's so different. Kieran, we love you. You're
love
awesome.
You, mate,
but the rest of those guys,
wankers.
What a bunch of wankers.
We should watch the highlights and make a video for the second channel because they
I agree.
Are. So they're all getting in a ring and they just got to box. That's the whole thing, right?
Oh, God. The one on the... What's his name?
With the blonde hair.
Oh,
is that the one you're
Sam,
thinking about?
No, not Sam. Who's the one that had the affair with old love?
Oh.
See, no one knows your names. You aren't that fucking important. No one knows what you're called.
What's that
call?
Idiot's name that was on Maths that everyone hates and now he's boxing?
It's just so stupid.
Fuck, I got no
but
idea.
But anyway, that dickhead, he's... photo. I was on the toilet at the gym and I and I had a really big laugh and I was like, look at this prick.
Laugh.
Yeah. Dan
the man.
Dan? I better Google
You better Google him.
Ooh, what's on my finger? Oh, now I polish.
Bit of squirt.
Bit of poo.
Oh.
Math boxing.
Math boxing. I bet you're the only person in Australia to Google that today.
100%.
Math boxing. Come on down to math boxing. So, yeah. Basically, from this episode, as Claire looks for that, this episode is brought to you by Maths Boxing, all the Instagram influencers, calorie deficits.
Doesn't even have their names on the poster. It's just...
Really? Show it?
It's just got four faces of four nobodies.
Ooh,
dicky. And then the bottom bit has people you've never heard of, except I'll say, is it Kieran or Cian?
Kieran.
Oh, good. I didn't want
to... His name is not Cian.
I didn't think so. I just thought I'd double check because we like Kieran. Kieran Stott is fighting. Stotty.
Who's
shout
he fighting?
Out to him. We like him.
Who's he fighting?
A woman, I think.
No, hey. I'm kidding. Hope it's Abby Chatfield.
Lol, what a punch up that would be.
I know. She'd probably beat the shit out of him, to be honest.
I'd beat the shit out of Chatfield.
Do you reckon you'd beat her in a fight?
100%.
Let's make that happen.
No thanks. No.
You do have a good double jab and then a right.
I do. Oh, this other chick from The Bachelor's in it, Ali Quatian.
Ah.
Some Asian dude.
Oh, racist.
Tommy Fitzgerald, Mitch Luke.
I don't know any of these people. Show us.
Look at them all. Shout out to Kieran, though. We don't hate
you. Lordy, can you go to Kieran Stott's Instagram and throw it up? He posted it a few days ago. So Leon versus Holmes. Oh, no one knows.
See what I mean? How cringe. It's like, yeah. Oh my God. So once you're off a dating show, you either become a makeup and skin influencer, a amateur boxer that's actually bad at it, or OnlyFans.
The reason you didn't know the guys down the bottom, they're all amateur boxers. Like, they're actual boxers. So Tom Fan, Ali Ojetin. Tommy Fitzgerald, Mitch Leek, Clay Smith, Kieran Stott, he's an amateur boxer, and Jessica Paris. Good luck to you guys. The rest of them can suck us off.
Yep.
The top Fight at First Sight, it's off. Called.
Fight at First Sight?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called Fuck at First Sight.
That's atrocious. What about Beauty and the Geek? We watched that the other night for 4 minutes and I nearly wanted to die. That was the worst thing ever. Sophie Monk's a deplorable person to watch.
Fucking hell. I tell you what, though, it's you better go. You got your getting your nails
I'm
done
getting
for
my
the wedding.
Nails done.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us, the Mum and Dad Show. I know it was a bit of a weird angle today, but it is what it is. Yep. Everyone's sick and dying. So, next time you see us together, we will be married, and we also have a great video coming to you guys from the wedding though.
Oh, sorry, the wedding night. Watch it all. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, you don't want to see that. I'll be sleeping.
Me too.
Noot, noot.
Noot, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace in the Middle East. Peace. Me dick stinks. Oh. Toodaloo. Au revoir. Bye.
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 See you, bye.